feeling overwhelmed by life's challenges, what if they're not holding you back, but lifting you up? Welcome to Blessed Beyond Hirsutism, hosted by Karen Alexandra. This podcast is for women with excess facial or body hair and anyone facing obstacles, ready to uncover their true strength and beauty. Join us for encouraging stories of healing, growth, and empowerment, all sprinkled with a little faith. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you tune in. Subscribe now and start your journey to being fearless, free, and forever loved.
Welcome to Blessed Beyond Hirsutism, the podcast uncovering the truth about who we are, fearless, free, and loved. I'm your host, Karen Alexandra, and I'm so thrilled you're joining me today. Before we begin, please take a moment to subscribe so you won't miss any encouragement. And please share this message with someone who could use an uplift. Now let's begin. Today, I want to talk about a challenge many of us face, especially as we grow older. The belief that it's too late to pursue a dream, start something new, or embrace who we truly are. Whether or not you have hirsutism, as we age, it's easy to feel like time is slipping away and that we've missed our chance to make an impact or live out our true potential. But here's the truth. Your purpose is not defined by time. In this episode, we'll explore how age doesn't limit your potential. No matter where you are in life, there's always a chance to step into the incredible plans God has for you. Society might tell you there's a timeline for your dreams, but God's plan has no expiration date. I recently met a man who's 78 years old. He's still running his own company and planning for the next 20 years by setting personal and professional achievement goals. He shares stories about friends in their 80s who are still chasing their dreams, still working, and living with purpose. It made me realize that no matter how many years we've lived, our purpose and potential are not bound by time. Age, just like the struggles we face, like hirsutism, doesn't define our worth. The challenges we face might change our journey, but they don't stop us from reaching the destination that God has set for us. Just as a rose grows despite its environment, you can bloom at any age, no matter the struggles you've faced along the way. We can look at powerful examples from the Bible. Moses at 80 led the Israelites out of Egypt. Sarah at 90 became a mother after waiting for decades. Abraham at 75 began a journey that will make him the father of many nations. And Caleb, at 85, boldly claimed the land God promised him. And it's not just biblical figures who defy age and expectations. There are plenty of inspiring people in the modern world living today who have shown that it's never too late to start something new or achieve greatness, no matter your age. People like Ernestine Shepherd, who began bodybuilding at age 56, and became the world's oldest female bodybuilder at age 85. Then there's Vera Wang, who started her fashion career at age 40 and is now one of the most recognized designers in the world. Richard Branson, who founded Virgin Galactic at age 61, pushing the limits of space travel. And Warren Buffett, who at age 93 is still leading Berkshire Hathaway, continuing to inspire with his investment wisdom. And throughout history, we've seen individuals defy age to accomplish incredible things. Colonel Sanders, who founded Kentucky Fried Chicken at 65 after many failures. Laura Ingalls Wilder, who published her first Little House book at age 65. And Grandma Moses, who began painting at age 78 and became one of America's most famous folk artists. These individuals didn't let age or time tell them when their journey should end. They didn't say, oh, it's too late. Instead, they pressed on, trusting that their purpose was still unfolding. You can do the same. God doesn't see age the way we do. He doesn't look at us and say, you're too old. Instead, he says, I still have something for you to do. He sees your heart, your willingness to move forward, and the potential that still lies ahead. Psalm 92:14 says, they will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green. This reminds us, age doesn't define our potential. Just like a tree that continues to bear fruit in old age, we too can remain fresh, vibrant, and purposeful, no matter how many years we've lived. God is with us at every stage, and He still has great things for us to do. God's plan for you is ongoing, and there's always time for growth, healing, and purpose. So I want to ask you, what dream have you put off because you thought it was too late? What goal have you stopped pursuing because you thought your time had passed? It's not too late. Your purpose is not over. God still has great things in store for you. And I'm here to tell you, you can still take steps forward towards the life you've always dreamed of. Before we wrap up, let's discuss some key takeaways and some action steps we can start today. Let's recap. Number one, purpose has no expiration date. God can use you at any age to make an impact. Whether you're 25 or 85, your purpose remains. Number two, press on toward your goal. It's not about perfection, but perseverance. Even small steps matter. Just keep moving forward. Number three, remember real life examples of late bloomers. From Ernestine Shepherd to Colonel Sanders, history is full of individuals who achieve greatness later in life. Now let's discuss action steps. Number one, dream big no matter your age. Take a moment today to write down one dream or goal you've been putting off and give yourself permission to dream big, just like the people we talked about today. Number two, take one step today. You don't need the whole plan figured out. Just take one small step today. Whether it's researching something, making a call, or even praying for clarity, just do one thing. Even if it's just 10 minutes today, that's how transformation starts. Number three, surround yourself with encouragement. Join a community or find a mentor who inspires or will encourage you to keep pursuing your dreams. And finally, number four, celebrate every step. No matter how small the progress, acknowledge it. Every step gets you closer to where you want to be. Celebrate every win along the way. So leave you with this closing thought. Age doesn't define your purpose. Your purpose is about the impact you can make, the lives you can touch, and the steps you're willing to take no matter your age. It's not about how many years you've lived, but about what you do with the time you have now. As Psalm 92:14 reminds us, we're called to stay fresh, vibrant, and fruitful. So what's one step you can take today to move closer to fulfilling your purpose? Don't wait for the perfect moment. Start now. Thank you for joining me today. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave a rating. It helps more beautiful people like you to discover the show faster. And if someone came to mind while you were listening, please share this episode with them. Until next time, be fearless, be free, and always remember, you are forever loved.
I'm loving the day, loving the way I look in the mirror. I got no fear, I'm feeling myself. Ring all the bells, I'm coming hot, not gonna stop. I'm liking my shoes, liking my shirt. I like how I move, skipping the dirt. I'm on top of the world, it feels so good. Yeah.